G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine, and today I want to talk to you about how to keep a promotion fresh. What do you do if you're promoting the same event time after time after time, like a regular workshop series, time after time? How do you keep it fresh so prospects stay engaged and actually respond instead of getting tired and tuning out? So in Black Belt, one of the things that we work on is to create your workhorse conversion event. What does that mean? Well, it's a conversion event. So it's a webinar or a workshop or a seminar that people come to that converts them from a prospect into a client in your high-end coaching program, right? So that's a conversion event. What's a workhorse conversion event? Well, it means that we're going to effectively run the same conversion event. We're going to kind of build it, perfect it, sharpen it and craft it until it's converting as best as it possibly can. And you're going to be able to use that month after month after month after month after month for a year or two or three. So the question that comes up a lot is, well, if I've got this workhorse conversion event that's converting really well and I'm effectively promoting it to the same database again and again and again, how do I keep my promotions fresh? Now, the worst thing in the world is to be saying the same thing week after week after week and have your prospects kind of tune out and stop paying attention, right? So what do you do? Well, the trick is to promote the same event from different angles. Specifically, there are kind of three big angles that we promote from every single time. The first one is benefits. In other words, if you come to this conversion event, you're going to benefit in the following ways. You're going to learn this. You're going to make you better. You're going to make you more money. You're going to whatever. So first thing is benefits. So typically, promo email number one will be all about the benefits of coming to the event. The second promo, we take a different angle. Instead of going benefits and towards, we're going to go from and away from negative consequences perspective. So in other words, you find out what the negative consequences are of not taking action, of not coming to the event, of not learning your material, and you promote it from that angle. So we've got benefits, we've got consequences. The third one is really simple. My mum used to, whenever she took us on family holidays, would always want to take photos, and not of the sights or the scenery, but just of us, the family, the kids. And she'd always call it human interest. She'd say, a photo without people in it was boring, she thought. My dad was an architect, he totally disagreed, right? Only the buildings, not the people. Anyway. So the third angle is going to be human interest. Specifically, what I mean by that is it's going to be a case study. You're going to have some people in it. So either a story about somebody who's taken the stuff and succeeded or somebody who didn't and struggled. Okay, so we've got benefits, we've got consequences, and we've got case studies or human interest. Cool? So next time you've got an event to promote, don't just go from the one angle beating the same drum again and again. Come at it from different angles, like looking at the same diamond through different facets. When you do that, your promotions will stay fresh. The people respond for different reasons, but all of them will come to your event and then join your high-end program. And that's what it's all about. So that's this week's Coach Marketing Machine tip. If you like it, click the like button for me. Scroll to the bottom. Leave me a comment. I'd love to know what stood out for you and what your questions are about promoting your next conversion event. Take good care. I'll see you soon.